Blog Talk Radio.
Has ever known.
Right. That was Reba McEntire with In the Garden. The first one we opened up with was Elvis. And if you weren't here, you missed it. And you guys, I got to remind you again, after the opening song, if you don't hear me speaking, you need to tell me so, because I can't tell otherwise. And I could go through a whole show with nobody being able to hear anything I say, which may be okay, but I need to know if you can hear me, and I need to know first thing off when the show starts, okay? So don't wait for me to ask. Just say, Jenny, the song's over. We can't hear you, or whatever. Please, that would be a really big help to me, okay? Whoever's in here, do that at the very beginning. It doesn't matter who it is. I just need to know if you can hear me on the mic or not, okay? I would really, really appreciate that. That's a big help to me. Okay. Here's Oak Ridge Boys, A Seed of Love.
Watch it grow from the fruit it bears, you'll know if you till the soil of humanity. A flower will grow for the world to see. Place your hand safe in mine. I'll take you where the sun always shines. Yeah, yeah. We will find a love so complete. Oh, though we are bound as one.
Plant a seed of love, you know, we've got to reap a harvest of love. And if this love remains through the wind and the rain, why, we've planted a tree. Yes, a tree, my friend.
We'll be right back.
Oak Ridge Boys, and I have never heard that before. I found it this morning. But I like that song. Of course, Oak Ridge Boys, I just like what they do anyway. But that's all right. Now y'all can like it too. All right, Sister Rosetta. I'm going to play a song she did in 1938, okay? Now, you got to know, she was an older singer. I mean, she has been around for a long time. She died quite a few years ago. But she is one of the singers that inspired Elvis when he was a child. He used to run home from school so he didn't miss her show once a week. She had a half-hour radio show. And this lady played gospel in bars, and everybody loved it. It was great. She has traveled around the world. She did a live show. We've got a couple of recordings from France that she did a show. Well, she did engagement. It was more than one show. And she played her own guitar. I mean, whoa. You know, and she performed in churches all over the place as well. So it's, she was a very special woman, very, very special woman. And I'm going to do one that she recorded in 1938 called Rock Me.
Now, won't you hear me swinging? Hear the words that I'm singing. Wash my soul with water from on high. While the world of love is around me, evil thoughts do bite me. Oh, if you leave me, I will die. You just hide me in thy bosom. Tell the sun the life is over in the cradle. Our love, all defeat me. Hell, I want no more. Then you take me to your blessed home above. Faith, I'm maintaining. I just go on uncomplaining. But before this time, another year, oh, my life may all forsake me, and death may overtake me. But if I am with him, I have no need to fear. You just hide me in thy bosom. Tell the storm of life is over. Rock me in the cradle. Our love, oh, defeat me. Hell, I want no more. Then you take me to your blessed home above. Oh, make my journey brighter. You just make my burden lighter. Help me to do good wherever I can. Oh, let thy presence thrill me. Thy loving kindness fill me. Then you hold me in the hollow of thy hand.
All right. And you can hear the scratchies on that. They recorded that off of a vinyl record or an acetate, I'm not sure. But anyway, it was off of one of the old records they recorded that off of, because you could hear the scratch, scratch, scratch that the needle made on that. I kind of miss that. I do. They had that when I was a child, and I kind of miss that. It was just a special sound, you know? Oh, well. Time marches on, I suppose. All right. Speaking of time, it is time for an Elvis song. Because I told you guys I was going to play more Elvis music than I had been, and so I'm going to. This is, Sue requested this, and I told her, yes, I'll play it. She's not in the studio yet, but, you know, she can listen to it later if she likes. If I waited for everybody to show up, I'd never play my show. So anyway, here we are, and she can listen to it later. It's okay, but I can tell her I played it for her. This is take one and two of He Touched Me.
I guess it'll be one.
This way. Let me sing. And then you sing. Oh.
Touch me.
And all the joy
All right. Now that was a big ending. Yeah. I like that. I really like that. Oh, okay, okay. And come on, computer. Here is Sue. You just missed it, sugar.
How do you do?
Well, I do pretty good. I don't know how you do, though, because you just missed your requested song.
Oh, darn it. Just.
Oh, you'll have to listen to it later, baby girl.
Okay.
You'll have to listen to it later. That, you know, does it? It's all right. It's not going anywhere. It's still there.
Okay. thank you.
You're fine, baby. It's all right. Don't sweat it. Nothing to cry over. It ain't milk or nothing, so we're okay. All right. I'm going to play Johnny Cash. And I just found this little ditty today, and I didn't know he did this. And he tells a little story about this. And it's really quite interesting. This is a little song that he wrote called He Turned the Water into Wine.
I'd like to tell you a real happening in this album. We went into the little town of Cana, just over the hills from Nazareth. And there's a church that sits over the cistern where the water came from that Christ turned to wine, where the first miracle was performed. We went into the church, saw the cisterns. You can hear the sounds of the water in there, hear the echo. I was so impressed when I came out of the church. If I ever had an inspiration, I had one then from seeing what I had just seen and heard. And I said under my breath, He turned the water into wine of all things. On the way to Tiberias in the car, in the next few minutes, I wrote this song. He turned the water into wine. He turned the water into wine. In the little Cana town, the word went all around that He turned the water into wine. Well, He walked upon the Sea of Galilee. He walked upon the Sea of Galilee. Shouted far and wide, He calmed the raging tide and walked upon the Sea of Galilee. He turned the water into wine, didn't my Lord now? He turned the water into wine. In the little Cana town, the word went all around. He turned the water into wine. He fed the hungry multitude.
Didn't he, brother?
He fed the hungry multitude. With a little bit of fish and bread, they said everyone was fed. He fed the hungry multitude. He turned the water into wine, didn't the carpenter from Nazareth? He turned the water into wine. In the little Cana town, the word went all around that He turned the water into wine. He turned the water into wine.
All right. I thought that was a very interesting little story that he told with that one. That was pretty good. All right. Million Dollar Quartet. I did an eeny, meeny, miny, moe thing here. It was either Jesus Walked That Lonesome Valley or Down by the Riverside. Eeny, meeny, miny, and I love both of them. Down by the Riverside. Let's go for Up and Jump.
Well, I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by Santa Ansel. Oh, what was you playing a while ago, Carl A? Was you playing A a while ago? Well, I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside.
down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down on my burden, down by the riverside. 31 no more. Well, I ain't gonna 31 no more. No more, no more. Well, ain't they gonna study one more? Ain't they gonna study one more? Ain't they gonna study one more? Well, I'm gonna put on a long white robe down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna put on a long white robe down by the riverside. I'm gonna study one no more.
Quartet was awesome, especially when you think of the fact that they didn't know they were being recorded. They weren't there to record. They were there to jam out and have fun. And they got recorded while they were doing it, and none of them knew they were being recorded. But, you know, that's okay because it turned out beautifully. It's fantastic. All right, I have something that I have loved since the first time I heard it. Guy Penrod. He was with the Gaithers, and then, you know, things happen, people die, all that kind of stuff that we really don't want to think about does go down, and he is still singing. He did this song that I think is absolutely fantastic. He did Why Me, Lord.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown?
Now
could ever repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I could show someone else what I've been through myself on my way.
About that particular song when Guy Penrod did it is the video I saw. He's got tears in his eyes. He's really, really singing to God when he sings that song. And that makes it so much more special because you know that he's got God in his heart and he belongs to the Lord. And he's singing to the Lord. He's not singing to us. He's singing to the Lord. And I love that. That just touches me in a special place. And it's fantastic. We're going to do another Elvis song. It's going to be I Believe in the Man in the Sky.
LWW0375, take one.
That is.
The steps that lead me.
Still rolling.
The steps that lead to any church form a stairway to a star. They're part of God and should be trod more often than
I believe in the man in the sky.
The man in the sky.
I believe with his help I'll get by.
His help I'll get by.
My footsteps may falter, my eyes may grow dim, but he's my Gibraltar. I'm trusting in him. Though a sparrow is all I may be,
is all I may be.
On me he will still keep an eye. Yes, I'm seeing him say till the end of my days. I believe in the man
particular harmonies they choose for that. It's there again, it reminds me of the 50s and those old college movie type things. I don't know why, it just reminds me of that. I don't know. Anyway, here's another Oak Ridge Boys song, What a Time We Will Have Over There. Rosetta song. We need another Sister Rosetta song. And yes, I'm going to play another Elvis song. We are going to end with an Elvis song, so we're okay. Here is Sister Rosetta doing, and this might be where Elvis got it. Okay, I'm not sure, but he got ideas and influence from her. So who knows? But this is Sister Rosetta from 1956 doing Jericho.
The battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. You know the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your bonds of Gilead, talk about your man of woe, but none that good old Joshua way round the walls of Jericho. Well, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho. Well, Jericho, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. You know the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 good old Jericho. Oh, Jericho, oh, 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 Jericho, down the walls of Jericho. You know Joshua fit the battle of
Jericho.
Well, 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 the good old, good old Jericho, a good old, good old Joshua, a part of the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 the walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 the walls come tumbling down. You know, no, the walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down. Oh, yeah. Now, that's my kind of gospel. I love that. Man, her style just doesn't quit. It's timeless. I love that. All right. Now, I know did this before. I don't care. This is a different group. It's Just Gospel. That's the name of the group. And it's how they do Down by the Riverside.
How can you not like that? That's fantastic. Oh,
beautiful.
I love it. That's the kind of stuff that makes you want to go to church. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If you knew that you could get that music at church, I guarantee it would triple attendance. I'd go. Why not? You know? Good grief. Uh-huh. Yes. You betcha. All right. I'm going to play a little one that I did a while ago just because I love this song. And it just reminds me, stop being in such a danged hurry. I get in such a hurry for things that I'm waiting for, things that are promised to me, things that I want. I forget. If I'm supposed to have it, it'll happen in God's time. It has to be in His time, you know? And I'm waiting for something right now that I want to happen tomorrow, and it's just not. But I know that God has it. God has it under control, and it's going to happen in God's time. And it's something very special that I'm just anticipating, but it's going to be that much better for waiting. All right. So here is In His Time.
In His time, in His time, He makes all things beautiful. In His time, Lord, please show me every day as Your teacher. Be to you a lovely
Whatever it might be at that point that I'm being impatient about, and there have been many, many things. So, yeah, that song can be a reminder for us that it'll happen when it's supposed to happen. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to fret over it. We don't have to be anxious about it, but we are. We are. I am. I know all this, and I'm still that way. But you know what? If you listen to that song or a song like it every once in a while, it kind of reminds you, you're going over the top with this. It's okay. You don't have to. You don't have to swim upstream. It's all right. Just float with the current. You're okay. You're okay. You won't drown. Though sometimes it feels like I'm going to. But, you know, it's going to be all right. Hey, guys. Thank you for joining me for the Gospel Show today. I hope that it helped you. I hope it gave you some support, emotional and spiritual support. I hope it gave you some joy to carry through to your week. Take what these songs tell you and use it, because that's what God inspired them to be written for, is to help us get through it, okay? So use them. They're inspiration. They're help. All right. Join me on Tuesday for All Elvis Tuesday. All right. And listening has been falling off, guys. If you don't come listen to it, it ain't going to be All Elvis Tuesday anymore. You know, it's got to be something you guys want to hear, something that you will come to hear, or I'm just going to play rock and roll. Okay. So it will include Elvis. But it won't be exclusively Elvis, because if you guys don't want to listen to it, there's no reason. Okay? All right, Tuesday. Tuesday is All Elvis Tuesday. Show up and show me that you want to keep it an All Elvis Tuesday show, all right? Let me know. And in the meantime, to close us out, this is Elvis' version of I Can Dream with Martin Luther King inserts. I will see y'all Tuesday. May the good Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord to make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and give you peace. Go and share your smile and your joy, people. That's what God put it in your heart for. See you Tuesday.
I say to you today, my friend, I say to you today, my friend, I still have a dream. So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere.
Fields to sing with new meaning.
Got to be birds flying higher in the sky.
I still have a dream
of a better land where all my brothers walk hand. that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why.
I have a dream. One day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its dream. Freedom and justice. I have a dream.
We're lost in a cloud with too much rain. We're trapped in a world that's troubled with pain. But as long as a man has the strength to dream, he can redeem his soul and life. Deep in my heart,
I still have
there's a trembling question. Still I am sure that the answer's
of today and tomorrow. I still